In June, a jury found William Buxton guilty of first-degree murder. Although there was evidence that the defendant was mentally unstable at the time of the killing, his defense team did not try to claim legal insanity. During the sentencing hearing, though, defense attorney Sam McQuarrie called up a forensic psychiatrist who has examined Buxton, reviewed the case notes, and listened to the recordings from the trial. Mark McClung has diagnosed Buxton as schizophrenic.
Mr. Buxton appeared to have paranoid delusions. He also possibly was having auditory hallucinations of hearing things at his home shortly before, in the days leading up to the crime. He had paranoid delusions related to various family members, including the victim.
During the June trial, several witnesses testified that immediately after the killing, Buxton talked about shadows only he could see, said he was one of the four horsemen, and that he was concerned about a globe in the hallway. He also said he heard piano music from under the house and believed that his aunt was practicing witchcraft. McClung says he believes that Buxton's mental illness was the major reason leading to the attack on Mealy. The expert also testified that in Washington State, where McClung practices, Buxton's mental condition meets the legal definition for insanity. But Alaska's definition is much more narrow, so he couldn't use that defense during the trial. In Washington, there also are programs for people with schizophrenia who have committed violent crimes. The primary treatment is medication, which can reduce the symptoms. McClung says Buxton briefly took antipsychotic medication while incarcerated, and it seemed to help, but then he stopped taking the drugs.
He had chosen prior to our February evaluation to stop taking prescribed medications because he thought they made him fuzzy. He thought he made his mind fuzzy.
That is a common complaint, McClung says, and there are additional medications that can reduce those side effects. But another problem with schizophrenia is that people who have it don't believe there's anything wrong with them, so they don't see the need or benefit of medication. Based on McClung's testimony and diagnosis, the defense essentially asked the judge to consider a combination of jail time and treatment with a step-down program that would reward Buxton for complying with the treatment. For example, if he takes his meds willingly for a certain time frame, he's rewarded with somewhat more freedom. McClung talked about various programs in Washington State that provide those options. But District Attorney Steve West asked for the maximum sentence of 99 years in jail with 75 to serve, reminding the court that this is Alaska, not Washington, and that Buxton was found guilty of intentional murder.
It was a rather brutal murder. I mean, he took a long knife and stabbed the victim 5 times in the chest, attempted to cut her throat a couple times, there was cuts on there, and then took the knife and then put it in her throat and pushed it in there, and then he had a broken arm with a cast on. He was using the cast as a hammer to push the knife up as far as he could in there.
West also notes that two mental health professionals in Anchorage did not agree that Buxton has schizophrenia. McQuarrie agrees that the killing was a horrible tragedy, but he urged Superior Court Judge Trevor Stevens to consider rehabilitation as the primary goal when deciding on the sentence.
But that step-down process is basically a recognition that Mr. Buxton recognizes that he has a mental illness and that he's willing to comply with any kind of treatment program that will allow him to behave in an acceptable manner.
Stevens asked the family for a statement, and Buxton's sister, Nyree Buxton, got up to speak.
You know, the way everything happened, you know, the brutality of him murdering my auntie was pretty hard, and I think, you know, I wouldn't feel safe if he ever got out. You know, I know he's sick, he needs help, I know that. And, you know, hearing the psychiatrist talk about, you know, putting him on medication would probably be a good thing, because he doesn't know he's sick, you know. He still denies it, but he needs help. And, you know, I can't speak for the rest of my family, but I know that they probably wouldn't feel safe if he ever got out anytime soon. And it's a scary thought. Happened in our house.
Buxton did not make any comments during the hearing. Following the testimony and statements, Stevens took an approximately 15-minute break before issuing the sentence, and during that time, Buxton stood and visited with his mother and sister. They talked quietly, sharing family news before the judge returned and announced the sentence.
Can impose a sentence of 80 years with 20 years suspended, 60 years to serve. With good time, if he gets his good time, that's a 40-year sentence. He's not eligible for discretionary parole, I think, till he serves at least the 20 years or one quarter of the time imposed, whichever is greater. At that point, he, I think, can qualify for discretionary parole. It may be in that context that some kind of step-down program can be set up.
While agreeing that Buxton likely does have schizophrenia, Stevens notes that the offense was very serious and that Buxton's rehabilitation is not his primary goal. That said, if Buxton is released on parole, Stevens ordered mental evaluations and compliance with treatment programs. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.